This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry reported Thursday Russian forces were regrouping to prevent the Ukrainian military's advance towards Ukraine's northeastern border. Speaking to reporters Thursday, ministry spokesman Alexander Matsyanik said Russia continues to shell Ukrainian forces with artillery to slow their progress. Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, has suffered heavy Russian bombardment during the war as Russian forces sought to encircle it. In the southern port city of Mariupol, which has seen some of the worst destruction of the war, Matsyanik says Russian forces continue to focus their efforts on blocking Ukrainian units in the area of the Avastal steel plant. Meanwhile, Finland's leaders have come out in favor of applying to join NATO, and Sweden could do the same within days. That would amount to an historic realignment two and a half months after Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine raised fears among Russia's closest Western neighbors. In a joint statement Thursday, Finland's President Sauli Niinisto and Prime Minister Sanna Marin said NATO membership would strengthen Finland's security. They said Finland must apply for NATO membership without delay and expressed hope domestic steps needed to make the decision final would be taken rapidly. Kremlin Thursday called Finland's decision a direct threat to Russia. Finland and Russia share a 1,340-kilometer land border. Meanwhile, a $40 billion aid package to Ukraine apparently hit a snag in the U.S. Senate Thursday. In remarks from the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there are still issues to be worked out with Republicans before the legislation can pass, making it unlikely there will be a vote on the measure before next week. This is VOA News. As he co-hosted a virtual global summit on the COVID-19 pandemic, U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday appealed for fellow world leaders to ramp up the fight against the virus. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This pandemic isn't over.
The president says the proof's in the numbers.
Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths.
And more than 6 million worldwide. In a virtual summit, the president urged leaders to renew efforts against the pandemic.
To keep our foot on the gas when it comes to getting this pandemic under control.
But resolve in fighting the virus has waned globally and at home, where Congress is resisting the president's push for another $22.5 billion in what he calls critically needed funding. He warns that puts the U.S. at risk of losing out on access to the next generation of vaccines and treatments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five-time former Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has been reappointed in an effort to bring stability to the island nation engulfed in a political and economic crisis. Wickremesinghe took his oath before President Gotabaya Rajapaksa at a ceremony in the president's office Thursday. The president's brother resigned as prime minister Monday following violent attacks by supporters on peaceful anti-government protesters. For weeks, protesters have been demanding that both Rajapaksas resign over a debt crisis that has nearly bankrupted the country and caused severe shortages of food, fuel, and other essentials. The U.S. Supreme Court's nine justices are gathering in private Thursday for their first scheduled meeting since the leak of a draft opinion that would overrule the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling and sharply curtail abortion rights in roughly half of all U.S. states. The meeting in the justices' private wood-paneled conference room may be a tense one in a setting noted for its decorum. No one aside from the justices attends the meetings, and the most junior among them, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, is responsible for taking notes. Thursday's conference comes at an especially fraught moment, with the future of abortion rights at stake and an investigation underway to find out those responsible for leaking the draft. Chief Justice John Roberts last week confirmed the authenticity of the opinion revealed by online news outlet Politico in ordering the court's marshal to undertake the investigation. Repeating this hour's top news story, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry reported Thursday Russian forces were regrouping to prevent the Ukrainian's military's advance toward Ukraine's northeastern border near the city of Kharkiv. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.